Ashley Negron with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General, speaking with Jim Kohler, an environmental engineer in our Office of Program Evaluation. We're here to talk about a new report titled, EPA Does Not Effectively Control or Monitor Imports of Hazardous Waste. Jim, before we delve into the findings or recommendations of the report, let's back up a moment. The U.S. imports hazardous waste from countries. Why?
So the U.S. has the capacity to properly manage hazardous waste that other countries may not be equipped to handle. Also, U.S. facilities may be able to manage the waste more economically than the countries that generated it. Actually, some hazardous waste contains recoverable materials, like metals, that can make it a valuable resource. In these cases, the U.S. facilities may pay to receive the waste or accept it for less cost than other disposal options. It primarily boils down to economics. By the same token, the U.S. exports hazardous waste to other countries when it makes economic sense to do so.
Can you give me an idea of how much hazardous waste we receive in the U.S.?
Different EPA data sources say different things, and that's actually one of the findings in this report. One estimate, based on reports from facilities that receive hazardous waste, is that the U.S. imports about 90,000 tons of hazardous waste annually from at least 8 foreign countries.
Wow, I bet a lot of our listeners will be surprised to hear that. Where does the hazardous waste come from, and how is it generated?
Most of the hazardous waste imported to the U.S. comes from Canada and Mexico. Other countries include Japan, Malaysia, and the Philippines. Hazardous waste is primarily generated as a byproduct of manufacturing processes. It can also result from discarded commercial products like cleaning fluids, pesticides, and used batteries.
So going back to your team's report, what did you find when you looked into the EPA's handling of imported hazardous waste?
Well, we found that hazardous waste shipments may not have reached their intended or proper destinations, and that the EPA can't determine whether there are any lost or unaccounted for shipments. We also found that the agency may be unaware of significant discrepancies in the volume or nature of hazardous waste shipped. And, perhaps most notably, we found that the EPA cannot block hazardous waste from coming into the country, even if it did not give consent to receive a shipment.
So the U.S. is essentially forced to accept hazardous waste, even if the facility it is going to may not be equipped to handle it.
That's right. The EPA currently does not have explicit authority to block the shipments, and that could lead to improper handling or disposal of hazardous waste. Federal law states an intent to manage hazardous waste from the time it is generated until it is disposed of, from cradle to grave, so to speak. But there is a gap in the law when it comes to controlling imports.
That sounds risky. What does that mean for our health and the environment?
Potential mismanagement of hazardous waste can lead to contamination of air, water, and soil. People in the environment might be unknowingly exposed to toxic substances from the mismanaged hazardous waste, which can consist of solvents, acids, mercury, lead, and other heavy metals.
But there must be some sort of approval or awareness process in place to prevent this from happening, right?
Well, international agreements have established a notice and consent process to ensure that the U.S. is aware of and able to confirm that receiving facilities can properly handle the waste. Additionally, domestic regulations require that all hazardous waste shipments must be accompanied by a manifest once in the United States. However, our review of over 200 manifests found several issues. For example, we found shipments sometimes occurred outside the consented time frame. We found foreign countries that generated the hazardous waste were incorrectly identified. Some shipments had unusually long domestic transit times. We found most of the manifests were not accompanied by acceptable documentation consenting to imports, as required by federal regulations. And finally, we found the documentation that was available did not consistently verify that the type of hazardous waste imported was the type of waste that actually received EPA's consent.
I see. So what are your recommendations for the EPA?
We recommend that the EPA implement controls to identify and track all hazardous waste imports, work with U.S. Customs and Border Protection to identify and pursue actions to address deficiencies in the current process, and seek explicit statutory authority to prevent the import of hazardous waste without prior consent. The EPA has agreed with all these recommendations.
Jim, thank you so much for sharing the results of this important evaluation on hazardous waste imports.
Thank you, Ashley. My pleasure.
For more information about this report and other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.